Rabbi Saul Friedman.
Steht in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kif Pei Gimel. Yehayu dem Rugen Lechel Baruch Shashuna Rivia Talson Kasi Silka Tamra Kro Leil Rosh Hashuna, one should eat all the various simonim which we eat. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Kshiyoichal Rivia, when you eat this vegetable called Rivia, Yoima Yehirutsoin Sheyirbi Zechiyoisaini, that we should be Zoicha through this, that our merit should increase. Karti Sheyichrasi Soineini, that all our enemies should be cut off. And it carries on the Rambo, and the Rambo says, Yeshnoi hagim lechol tapiach musik bedvash. There are some people have a minik to eat an apple dipped into honey. V'oimrim tischadesh olei nishon atoiva. V'yeshnoi chlem remoinim. Some people eat remoinim, pomegranates. V'oimrim nirbe zechi oisaini kerimoin. So we need to understand, what is this all about? We know it's coming up to Rosh Hashanah, people are making a cheshbon hanefesh. Is it just as simple as dipping an apple into honey, and then, thank, it's all done, we're all sorted now, because we had our apple in the honey, or no, is there more to it? And if there is more to it, then what's the purpose, and what's the tachlis of going through the motions, and what's it all for? So it is actually a gemara, a mesechtes horias, and Dafid Beis Umed Aleph. The Gemara says, "Tuni Rabunan ein moishchem es hamaluchim ela al yad hamayon." When one appoints and one anoints a new king, one does it only by a river. Shetimusheich malchisam, in order that it should be a simen toiv that their malchis should flow like a river flows. So that was how the Gemara says it used to be done. And the Gemara brings a pusik in Sefer Meluchim Aleph that new kings were anointed, appointed only by a river as a siman toiv. Comes on the Gemara and the Gemara says, Oma Abaya, hashta da omris simuna milsehi. Now that I see that simuna milsehi, if you do a siman for something, it's just not an, it doesn't, it's not an empty thing. Milsehi, it has some importance. It has a value. Oy bazoi yehei rugil lemechze. One should see reishat at the beginning of the year. Kro rivya karasa selka tamra. These different various vegetables. So, what the Ramur and the Machaber tells us about bemis and befeish gemura simuna milsehi. You do a simen for something milsehi. Asks the Mashur a gewaldige kasha. We know there is a issa in the Torah, issa deraisa, loy senachashi. You may not be superstitious. What's the shorish of this issa? If you look in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Memtes, he brings another pusik in Pasha Shoftim, which he just lined, lo yim sabachur, ma vibitah benoi ba'esh, koisin kesumim im menachesh. What does it mean im menachesh? Rashi says that. That ha'oimer kegoyin ha'oimer nofle piti miyudi, a person, something fell out of his hand. Oh, terrible simon! Nofle makli miyudi, my walking stick fell down. Over nochash miyimini v'shil mismoili. I was walking along and I saw. In English, say I saw a black cat going under the ladder or something like that. Terrible sign. V'yimna mibnei kei masu shemazik. Because that you think, oh, it's a bad sign. It's not good. All these things, says the Chinuch, one is over issa deraisa of loisa nachashi, of stupid suspicions. Mishrushe hamitzu, the shosh of this mitzvah, lefi shenyunim eli heidivrei shiguin v'sichlis gemira. This is utter stupidity, says the Chinuch, to decide that your good fortunes or otherwise are dependent on whether you saw a black cat or you saw a snake or something fell out your hand. Le'am kodesh amiti asher bucha hakel le'yavis lehem sheyishi bedivrei sheker. It's not befitting, says the Chinuch, that an Am Kodosh should decide that their whole future is dependent on various things which happen to them. Freik de Marsho, oi bezoi, we have to understand, comes Rosh Hashanah, we all eat the simonim, because simona milsehi, lechoria, that's, ein lechol loisenachashi, gedoylem izi, that you're saying, if I have the simonim, oh, it's a good simon for me. And if I don't have chas v'shulam feket, that's l'chayra ha'issa of loisanachashi. Says the Masho, a great chiddush lahalocha, that the issa of loisanachashi is only if you say that something bad is going to happen to you. Something bad is going to happen to you because you woke up on the wrong side, you did something, upsetting bothered you, happened to you. Therefore it's a simon, today's going to be a black day, a black week, a black month. That's the issa of loisanachashi. However, if you're using it as to say something is good going to happen to you, there's no issa. Why should there be a difference? Says the Masho, Hanoisen Simim Beduva Malatoiva Ainza Nichash. This is not superstitious. Ela Simon Toiv Sheyuvaloi Mimeni Yisborach. It's making for himself a good simon. Hashem is going to give him something good. Aval hanoisen la'asmei b'simon b'dova ma b'hepech l'raloi harize nichash. Why? Because bad things can always be overturned. You're down to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So therefore, making yourself a simon for something which is bad, that means you're not putting your trust in Hashem. Ma'ashayinkein, a good simon, is something which I'm saying, I'm trusting Hashem's going to be kind to me. So that's not a issa alayhi sallam.
Was
that
Abaya?
Abaya, yes.
But Abaya is the only aim, and Meiru says, whenever he says that, it means broken mindset.
Slowly?
Meiru says simply in Brochus,
yeah,
that whenever Abaya says, only aim, means broken mindset.
Says?
Abaya,
yeah,
he says.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a mother.
Yeah, but
and others say it was the one who brought him up.
Yeah, but we didn't mention a mother here. We didn't mention
no,
at all.
No, but that's why I wonder why he comes suddenly to say money is a good thing.
Well, he's saying, because this is what the Gemara tells us, we learn out from a pulsik in Melochim. So this is the Masho. However, if we look in the Lushna Chinuch, and also in one of the other Moinah, the Shach, Rabbeinu Shach has got Sefer Poyel Tzedek, where he writes all the Tarig Mitzvahs. He says, Loisanachashi, Shlo Yom Adovazeh Shirli, Toiv O Eino. You shouldn't see this thing going to happen to me is good or bad. I see, not like the Masho. And the Keren Ora here in Horius argues with the Masho, and he doesn't agree, and he says both way around, whether you make for yourself a sign for something bad or a sign for something good, both ways round is the issa of loisanachashi. So we need to understand, if so, l'chayra is a big shala, how can we do this simonim? L'chayra is a shala of loisanachashi. Yeah, okay, even greater kasha. It didn't even happen. You're creating simonim, and then you tell yourself, and that's going to be a sign for me, as it's going to be a good year. That's even worse, perhaps. So we find that the poskim ask about Eliezer Eved Avrom, when he went to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, he also made signs, Hanara, Shatoyma, Shasei, Vegam, Gamlecha, Ashke, Oysa, Achachtecho, La'avdecho, Yitzchak, Fred de Gemura, Shemechi Geras, Nizlameloi, what would have been if she would have been totally unfit, and she pinked, she... L'choyre, that's the issa of nichush. You're putting a whole shidduch just on some, not superficial, but on something which she does, or something which happened. So state in Kamasurim, Marash al Ghazi, one of the earlier Kadmoinim, a Sefer Lev Arya on Chulin, and the Torah Tumimah as well on Chumash, that there's only an Issa of Loisanachashi when you are blaming everything on circumstances. You're leaving Hashem out of it. That's the Issa of Loisanachashi. This is the Rabbeinu Shloilem. However, we find Eliezer Avrom, he davened, he said, Hashem, Elokei Adoni Avrom, Hakrenu Lafunai Hayoim, Zukta Lev Avrom, and the Marashal Gaz in the Torah Tamima, that Oy Bezoi, it's pushed that Eliezer wasn't over any Issa. Forget, he davened to Hashem, and he put his betuchen into Hashem. He asked Hashem, please let my sign take a work for me. So oy bezoy, it's push it that there's no issa nichash. Comes along the Meiri, a Masechtas Hoirius, and he also speaks about this issa of nichash. And there's a great sakasha. We look in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should be rugel to eat the simonim, the yoima, and when he eats them, yehirutzon shiyir bizachiyoseini, yehirutzon shiyichrasi soineini. In the Gemara is not mentioned anything about a tefillah, about davening. The Gemara says very simply, very clearly, Om Abaya Hashta da Omnus Simuna Milzehi, Yehei Rugil, a person should be Rugil, Yehei Rugil Inish Lemechzer Eshata, he should see or should eat, different Gesuos in the Gemara, should see or should eat the Simunim. It's not mentioned anything in the Gemara about davening, saying Yehei Rutsin. Fragin the Mephoshim, why does the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah already say that Yehi Rugil Lemeichel and the Oimrim Yehi Rutsoin? Vishtei do as Ayi Rutsoin in the Gemara? Zug de Meiri, important Yisod. Kedei Shaloi Likusha Lasus Derech Nachash. In order that we shouldn't be Take nichshoil, we shouldn't trip up and be over the issa of loisa nachashi. Tikni loima aleim devurim hamoirim lechiva. Well, they were masakin, whoever was the Torah, or even earlier, were masakin that when we do these simonim, we should say yehirutzim, which is moire lechiva. Vehi shaoimrim yikori zechiyaseini, yirbitzit kiseini vekiyoitza. Veyodia, and it's well known, says the Meiri, shakolza einoi ela derech ha'ura. This is only a derech of his oirerus. She'ein adova tuli ba'amira levad. It isn't enough just merely to see the simonim or to eat the simonim or to say the yirutzim. That in itself isn't enough. Ein adova tuli ba'amira levad rak hatshiva imasim toivim. So therefore, comes out very clearly that when the question was, what's the purpose of eating these simonim, of having them, isn't an issa nichash? So the answer is no. There's no issa nichash because we are saying the hirutzim. Because we say the hirutzim, that's why it's no issa nichash. And says the Meiri, you know why you're saying this hirutzim? Because just merely to eat the simonim, or merely just to go through the motions, it's not a simon at all. It's meaningless. It's that when you eat them, you should be ma'oira yourself to realize that I've got to daven to Hashem. I've got to ask Hashem to be ma'oira rachman on me. Yirbi zechiyah seini. Please, Rabbi Hashem, somehow make my zechisim more. The Chofetz Chaim explains how one does this. Get rid of my enemies. I need to come on to you, Rabbi Nishloilem, to help me. And the Shulchan Kodesh explains this, ba'arichas. This is what we are trying to achieve. By eating the simonim, it's a simon to us that we should be ma'oira ourselves to do tshiva. How do we do this? So I want to share with you a gewaltige gewalt about the apple. Everybody starts off the Leil Rosh Hashanah, you eat, first of all, the apple dipped into the honey. This is tamaz, a big shal in the poskim, because we make habrucha who eats, and we know, as far as the Seder habruchas go, Shivas Haminim always comes first. So, al pi halacha, strictly speaking, you shouldn't be making the brucha on the apple if you've got in front of you the Shivas Haminim. Because of that, some poskim say that it's kedai not to bring in all the Shivas Haminim until you've made your brucha and you've eaten the apple, and then bring in everything else afterwards. Also steht in Kamer Poskim. But Lamas, it's interesting that when the Gemara enumerates all the things that you should be seeing or eating on Leil Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara gives a whole list, the apple isn't mentioned. And Takan the Mechaber doesn't bring it. It's the Ramur who writes that some people, Yeshne Hagim, to have an apple. So what's so important about the apple? Why do we have an apple? So steht in the Shivas Hagaoinim, Regilim Lechel Tapichim Mesikim. We have sweet apples, Simen Lashuna Toiva.
The second night, do they also keep the apple in
there? That's a very good question. The Gemara says, Yehei Rugil. Rugil is something which you do more than once. So Lech Oire, merely dipping in Leil Rosh Hashanah, you're not Rugil. It's a one-off occurrence. Because of that, state from the Ben Ish Chai, that I think his meaning was to do all four seders on Rosh Hashanah. Because you have to be rugel. Yeah, but now Yisrael says no. Berei Shata means the beginning of the year. Don't say Berosh Hashanah. Why didn't Abai say Berosh Hashanah? If it say Yehei Rugel Berosh Hashanah, that means the whole of Rosh Hashanah. It says Berei Shata, the beginning, that when we enter into Rosh Hashanah, which is the first night. So there's a difference in Menhogen.
If you say the second night, you have to have the
Shechiyunis
in front of you.
Have a prayer with the Shechiyunis, no problem.
But if you saw Shivas Haminim and you eat
the apple. Yeah, you ate the apple last night. So the apple you eat the first night, make the brook on the apple the first night. The second night, you'll eat the Shivas Haminim and that you make on the Shechiyunis on that. So anyhow, we have the apple. Freg the maril. Why an apple? Where do we get an apple from? It's not in the Gemara. Because it's sweet. Ein tam zeh maspik. It's not enough. Are you looking for something sweet as a maril? I know other fruit which are more sweet. A good sweet nectarine, a peach. There might be any other fruit which is sweet. Zuk the maril. You want to know? You want to know why we eat an apple? Vieshlitim tam deroymes lesuda shel tapichim. It's meramis on the suda shel tapichim. Hayadia le mekibulim, which is known to the mekibulim. Vayoyme rei reich bani kereich suda ashabir choy Hashem. When Yaakov Avini went into Yitzchok to get the brucha, he said, rei reich bani, the smell of my son is kereich suda ashabir choy Hashem. What he was referring to, state in Targum, is, it state goes on apples. Kereach sude shel tapichen. Azoy dashen chazal a gemura in Tanis daf chov base. And Biagro and Shulchan Aruch writes a groysa chiddush that this masa when Yaakov Avini went to Yitzchok to get the bruchas actually took place on Leil Rosh Hashanah. We know that by Asin Chumash Rashi Chumash Rashi says it was on Pesach. However, Biagro state very clearly. It took place Hashuna Kanoida, as is well known. In Lekite Marich, brings that up as in Zoyaku the state as over the Biagru. It was Taka on Leil Rosh Hashanah. So we want to be Ma'oira, this Brucha that Yitzchak Avini gave to Yaakov. Now, when Yaakov, what Reich was this? It states in the Pusik. When Yaakov came in, Yitzchok, thinking it was Esav, he smelt as reich begudov, the smell of his clothes. Tells us Chazal, a Gemura in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, al tikra begudov ela boigdov. He smelt the smell of those who are the boigdim, the rebellious ones, the traitors. Says the Gemara, who does this refer to? This refers to Yoisi Meshisa. Who was Yoisi Meshisa? Tells us the Gemara, the time of Chom Beis Hamikdash, the Romans were scared. They knew the Beis Hamikdash was a Mokim Kodesh. They were scared to go in. Let first a Yid go in, let him defile the Kedusha, and then we'll be able to go in after him. They sent in Yoisi Meshisa. He came out with the menorah, no less. The Romans said, and they told him, you go in, the first time you can keep whatever you want. He came out with the menorah. They told him, Ein darkum shall head the shtamish bailey. A menorah, that's not for a simple fellow like you. Go in a second time, you can take what you want. He refused to go in. They tortured him the most terrible and excruciating tortures to death until he died. Not gefreit the Chabina, the Ponavijaruf. I don't understand. This Yosef Meshisa, just one second ago, was such a low life. He didn't have any compulsion, no problem with him to walk in, where even the Goy must get his walk in and defile the Mukam Migdish and take the Heilige Menorah. And suddenly, a second later, for all the punishments and all the tortures in the world, he refused to go in. This is the koyach of the Beis Hamikdash. The koyach of the Beis Hamikdash, you went in once, you came out a new fellow. Yitzchok Avini was scared to give a brucha, as our brucha, vayurech es reich begudov, al tikre begudov ele boigdov. He smelt that even the boigdim, look at even the lowest and the worst yidin possible that you can imagine, the Yosef Meshisa, there's no one lower than him. Look what became of him. Yei de yid, the pentel yid, yei de yid is a moedik at tzaddik and a moedik at kudosh. We come le Rosh Hashanah, and unfortunately, we're all only too aware, unfortunately, that we're not really worthy of brucha. The sutton is mekatreg. Are we worthy of bruchas? However, comes along le Rosh Hashanah, we eat the apple, says the maril. Why? We want to be ma'oira, the reich of tapichim, which that's the smell which Yitzchak Avini smelled when Yaakov Avini went in to get the bruchas. Steit from the Rebbe Peshul Rimneva, it was a great chesed that Rabbi Yishum did, that Yitzchak Avini gave the bruchas to Yaakov, thinking that he was Esav. Because a sultan is always makatrik, that Yidin are not deserving of any bruchas. They don't deserve it. If Yitzchak Avini would have given the bruchas to Yaakov, thinking it was Yaakov, the sultan would say, yeah, true, he gave it to Yaakov, but do you look like Yaakov? Do you behave like Yaakov? Do you talk like Yaakov? You look more like Esav. So the bruchas that were given to Yaakov, They don't belong to us. They're not no connection with us. So Rabbeinu Shlomo Masava Gavein that Yitzchak Avinu should give the brachas to Yaakov, thinking he was Esav. So however low a Yid will fall, he'll never be worse than Esav Arusha. Vayurech as reyach beguda valtikra beguda vela boigdov. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we eat the simunim. And this is the emes of simun toiv. Avada, person can't just rely on that. Baruch Hashem, I'm better than Esav. Yeah, one has to be taka on this madrega, taka, what does it mean? One has to be like this Yosef Meshisa. Zonishkimachas vashulim lamasa. But yede pinta leyid, he's got inside him this koichas. And this is, by the way, just one more second, this is the avoider of shoif. What does it mean if a ma? The Gemara asks, "Im lefunai zichroines b'ma?" We're saying zichroines. What does it mean? B'ma b'shoifa. Zuk the sasemis. The Gemara says that shoifa is kelifnim dumi. When we hear the shoifa, it's kelifnim, as if we have entered into the Beis Hamikdash. Im lefunai malchus. We want the boy should remember us. Zichroines, remember us. Are we so worthy of being remembered? Is it so gewaltig? Says the Gemara, yeah, v'ma b'shoifa. Why? Because the shoifa of the Sosemis is kelifnim. That transports us inside the Beis Hamikdash. And when the Yid is transported inside the Beis Hamikdash, then suddenly comes out his true colours. Ma she'enkin the goyim, they stayed the same. The Rabbi Shem Zotake Helfen, Amazol ala zoichazan, simune milzehi, she'yir bizachi oiseini, she'yikrisi soin. Nein, mal alle solche Sachen, sag sie, wir haben sie mit Teufel, um ein Kenjerutzen. Oh, hey.